This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another Sense of the Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean so much. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. You really do. It's the only way you catch up on things. I mean, it's the only way you get another person's perspective as to what's happening. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. You know, today was a crazy day on the market because all you loons on the far left, you know, if it's the first time tuning into the show, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and I try to get both sides on, I try to get both sides covered, but I can't. For some odd reason, the left doesn't want to come on. And even the far right, I disagree with. Some of them don't like me, don't want to come on. So I'm kind of like a man without a party at times. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, we've got them on both sides, right? You've got the hardcore loon left. And you got the hardcore right-wing right, and every single thought that they have is true, right, and that's it. And everybody else is wrong, period. That doesn't help. Now, I'm not saying that if you're wrong, if you're right, you back down. What I'm saying is, if you really truly believe that every thought that comes into your mind, every thought that comes between your ears is real, true, right, and on, yeah, you got a bigger problem than I do. And I've got a microphone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate it. Head up to Facebook, where we're having, you know, a Facebook feed up there, where you can, you know, you got other people smarter than myself that are talking about what's going on in the market, talking about what's going on in the world today. So, the, now I told you yesterday, this uneducated Maroney of a Republican, okay, conservative, I told you guys yesterday that the market was not in trouble. Seriously, not in trouble at all. Look, everybody's been talking forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, economists, about how the market had to, it had to reset. It still has to reset. It's not there yet. This is not the beginning of the news dive. This is not the beginning of the end of the world for your finances. You know, I'm watching Facebook. I get such a kick out of it. The left is just going nuts. See that? Trump did nothing for the economy. Look what's happening. We're in a nosedive. People don't try. You know what? I hope that there's enough ketchup or barbecue sauce for them to eat their own words. Because, again, if it took back all the gains from January, all the gains in 5 weeks, all your greedy little gains that you made in 5 or 6 weeks. But it didn't give up any part of 2017, now did it? So if you were in the market, you made money, period. Right? You can keep your doctor. No kidding. Anyway, so you've made money if you've just sat and waited and sat it out in the market and you didn't get stupid. So what happened today? Come on. You already know. Right. Half of the gains it lost, it got back today. Well, how does that happen? If the economy is in a dumper, it's taking a nosedive, it's all over, what happened? This is a wild swing over a couple of days. The Dow picked up another little over 560 points, right? Closed at almost 25,000. And all the volatility, you know, we're on our way down. That's it. It's over. Sky's falling. Remember that Chicken Little? Sky's falling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 567 points today, or 2.3%. Now, remember, the nosedive was 4.9% total. Today, we got back 2.3. right? How is this the end of the world? I'm just trying to. I am to my Democrat friends. I'm trying to understand where it is here. Where is the bad news? U.S. equities have suffered from wild swings in a recent session amid growing concerns over inflation. A decline in the value of money due to rising prices. Investors are bracing for a possibility that the Federal Reserve will accelerate its timetable for hiking interest rates. Right? See, that's the other thing, too. We've had an artificial economy for 8 years. We have quantitative easing for 8 years. If you tune in tomorrow, I'll have David Fisher on with me. He is an economic expert. And he has a clue. I don't. He does. So while they're bracing for all this to happen and waiting to see what happens, you're going to have an issue. Also, the fact that we had a new Fed chair. This happens every time we have a new Fed chair. Does it drop this much? No. Is there a shakeup in the market? Yes. Right? Most of the sane economists were saying, hey, foundationally, we're fine. All the foundation indicators there are fine, not a problem. But then you know what I saw CNN do? At MSNBC, they went and got all those foundational. They found the major league crashes of the market and showed that it didn't matter because even when the economic indicators were all right, the market fell this many times. And let me tell you what, the crash on Monday, or whatever you want to call it, the downfall, the spiral, was only like the 25th worst, not the first, not El Numero Uno, not people jumping out of windows, you know. Seasoned investors know how to hang it out, or hang out. Anyway, UBS Senior Vice President of Wealth Management Jim LaCamp noted that the market's retreat was long overdue, saying investors should expect more volatility in the coming days, but that the market's probably closer to where investors could buy rather than sell. Traders jumped back into stocks late Tuesday session. The Dow, an index composed of the nation's 30 largest. Yeah, you know, and most of us don't even know what that means. Right, so the Dow is the 30 largest companies that are publicly traded and where they're at. Right? Now, when it first opened, it stumbled some more. You would think everybody would go, oh, my God. Right? No, no, not at all. Not at all, because again, when you don't have the nutballs in there trading, and you have people that can kind of hang it out a little bit, just wait and see what happens. Right? They did. And their colleagues, I got a kick out of this, the CBOE Volatility Index, known as Wall Street's Fear Gauge. They actually have a fear gauge. I thought that was funny. It fell to 19.2% on Tuesday. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hang with me. You don't want to miss anything. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. states. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, by raising our hands, how many of you knew that Valentine's Day was so bloody in the early days, right? Well, it had to do with the Romans. What did you expect? Nothing is simple with the Romans. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat. Not giving it a Valentine's Day. And I'm sure you're all out there doing your thing and waiting an hour and a half in line, and some of you guys have already spent your $1,000 at the jeweler's and another $300 for roses and another, what, I don't know, $50 for a box of chocolates. And I'm glad to see they should really call it Herd Day. I mean, seriously. Anyway. So everybody's got the thing they like to do. Everybody's got that special person they want to be matched up with. And my next guest, David Goss, figured this out a while back ago. And he started a site called
Oh, that's good. He started a site called TrumpSingles.com. And I told you guys to go visit it before he came up on the show because I'd love to know what you think. TrumpSingles.com. So tonight's Valentine's Day. If you're still single, because, you know, we know that some of these couples have broken up because of the election. I've been reading it all over Facebook, and I really don't, you know, anyway. David Goss joins me, and let's see what's really going on TrumpSingles.com. David, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Joe. Good to talk to you again.
All right, so you're sitting around with a bunch of guys, right? You're throwing back a few beers, playing poker last year or the year before, and you're going, you know what? I wonder how many people would sign up to date somebody else who likes Trump, right? Is that how it went down?
Pretty much. We also saw that there was a Democratic dating site. So we didn't find anything that was for the Republicans or for Trump supporters. So, and we knew that with all the hate that was going on against Trump supporters, that it was going to be very difficult for them to be going on dates, trying to find somebody. You know, they're going to spend a lot of money, a lot of time going on date after date after date, only to say, "Oh, I support Trump," and then all of a sudden they're a racist, and the person doesn't want anything to do with them anymore. So it's. So it's just a way for people to find people that are like-minded, that understand that just because you support somebody doesn't mean that you need to be labeled anything. You're just a person that has your own personal views.
What do they call those things? Speed dating, right? I mean, can you imagine the speed dating things back a year and a half ago and people going, okay, who are you voting for, right? I mean, that would go from like, what are they, 2 minutes each and down to about 10 seconds. I mean, those people would be up and out of that chair in a heart. So this gave them a place to go and what have you. So when you first started off with this, How did it take off? Did it kind of get a slow start? Did people think it was like a joke site, or what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of the liberals on Twitter, they were saying when we first got big in June, we got a lot of tweets saying, "I hope this is a joke. This better be a joke. This can't be real." And even today, we still get some of those, but not as much as we used to because we're out there now. People know that we're real. But yeah, it started off. The first couple of weeks were a little slow, and then I did your show and had a couple of other articles come out, and then we just sort of took off from there. We did really well leading up to the primaries, and then after the primaries, after Trump got the nomination, and then it was still growing, but not as quickly. And then as soon as he won the election, it just took off from there.
Wow.
I mean, I wasn't even sure that he was going to win. I was sitting at a bar writing the branding for the website, and then 5 hours later, I get a tweet from the AP saying that he took Pennsylvania. I crumpled up that piece of paper and threw it away.
Well, good to you. Now, has he called you and want a piece of the action or what? How did you can use his name, right?
Apparently we can't because we haven't heard anything from him yet, which is extremely surprising to us because, you know, he's got to have people out there scrubbing the internet looking for anything that has to do with his name. And with the amount of attention that we got, especially the week leading up to the inauguration, we were all over the place. So he has to know that we're there. Maybe he's just flattered that we're using his name, putting people together in his name, because we know that he likes to see his name on things. So maybe he's happy enough with that. We're not sure, but we're not holding our breath that we're going to get anything at this point.
So I got to ask you, and I know it's uncomfortable, but is the site still growing? I mean, are people still very positive about it? And, you know, the ones that are on there anyway?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Like, people that are on there are very happy. We've gotten quite a few, emails from people saying, "Thank you very much for having this. I've had such a hard time dating. I can never find a good guy, and I've gone on a few dates with a guy from your site. It's been amazing." So we definitely have had some positive reviews come in, and we're up to 35,000 people now.
Wow, very good. Good for you.
Yeah. So we've grown exponentially since the last time that I talked to you, and it just keeps going. And, you know, as long as people keep finding us and hating us on Twitter and keep retweeting us, so, you know, we're fine with that because we do have the good people out there that do appreciate what we're doing.
You know, they don't realize, forgive me for saying it this way, but they don't realize how stupid they are. They have the best marketing arm we can have. The more hate mail I get, the more they jump on my site and my Facebook page and get nasty with me, the more traffic I get. It's kind of like, guys, thank you for so much for getting me to, you know, a million views on the website. I really, really appreciate it.
Exactly.
That, right?
They don't understand that they're part of the reason why Trump got elected in the first place, and all they're doing is helping us out even further. They think that, you know, they think that these insults and that all these derogatory terms work, and they don't. Because all it does is empower the people that are like us and the people that do like what we're doing to support us even more. So, I mean, they don't get that they're actually helping us. And we've told them, you're helping us by doing this. You're helping us. And they just, no, we're not.
Yeah.
And they just keep doing it. So it's like, all right, fine. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah. I love it. I do that all the time with people. I go, hey, keep up the good work. I really appreciate it. Look at you drove 342 views to my site. Thank you so much for that. But, you know,
right.
Are you finding, you know, cause Trump people, you know, out there, they're all nasty, right? They're all haters. They're all nasty. You know, they're all homophobes and racist and all that happy stuff. Are you getting a lot of complaints for people dating on your site that the people you're hooking them up with or they're being hooked up with are nasty and mean and racist people?
No. Like I said, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. We haven't had anybody say, hey, I went on a date with this guy and he wanted to shoot me with his guns that should be taken away. You know, we haven't gotten any, there's nothing like that. It's all positive stuff about how great these people are and how wonderful the site is that it's there. So, I mean, we're just very happy that people are happy and we're just, you know, we're doing our thing since the molest won't let us do anything else. They're just gonna, you know, we do anything, we get labeled a racist like that. I don't know if you've seen that little purple pigeon that's been going around.
Oh, yeah.
I
love it.
Recently.
Actually, I've been using it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a group that kind of started that whole thing or that kind of made it big. They went out on Sunday night and basically hit up CNN, BuzzFeed posts, Sean King, all these other liberal posts and just put it everywhere. And that's what kind of drew it up, made it real popular. And because they were doing it on all the liberal sites, now it's considered a hate symbol.
Oh.
It's considered a symbol of white supremacy or a
perfect
code for white supremacists to gather.
But wait a minute.
Because,
it's purple. It's purple. Yeah. How can it be a white supremacist? I'm confused.
I have no idea. But just because Trump people used it first, now it's a racist thing. And that's all they do. And they don't really, and now it's huge. And the person that made it is getting all this money. Like they're making this person a bunch of money now just
cool.
Because we took a meaningless symbol,
David,
and they turned this into something else.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. Visit TrumpSingles.com. But only if you're single. I don't want to get you in trouble. And then come on back. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom,
chick, chicky, boom. I don't know. I don't think we can use that word anymore. Oh, no, Trump's in. We can use that word now. Okay, good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll and check out stations at time. Now, this is working, people. I'm telling you, this is working. Here's the deal. If you call your local station and you ask the program manager, what is wrong with you? Why are you not carrying The Real Side? Get enough of you to do that. And guess what they do? They reach out. We have picked up 4 stations since November because you have called them and said, hey, how come you don't carry this show? So it does work. They want to hear from you, and they want to know you're listening to the show. And I very much appreciate the show. And, again, I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me and that you text me, you send me information, emails, all that fun stuff. Let me get right back to my guest because I'm having some fun with him and I'm having some fun with the subject. We've got David Goss is on the line with me. He is one of the founders. Are you the founder or one of the founders?
I'm the founder. I'm the one who came up with the idea and then I brought people in.
Okay. So you are the founder of Trump Singles. And you guys have got to look at, if you're not single, please don't go there. I mean, I'm not trying to keep business out of Dave's hands, but I don't want any divorces on my head here. But if you are single and you're a conservative and you're a Republican, and you like the direction the country's starting to go in, then head over there and at least check. Look at, have you seen, I know I'm getting in a lot of trouble for this, Dave, so you don't have to say anything. You don't have to respond at all. But have you seen the pictures of all the quote unquote hot Democrat chicks, you know, Democrat chicks? And then you see a picture of all the hot Republican chicks. I'll tell you what, if I was a decline state, a Democrat, or a hardcore Green Party person, I'd switch to Republican after seeing that picture. Let me tell you what. Okay, so head over to the Trump site, TrumpSingles.com. Come on, David, am I right? I mean,
well, yeah, Seth, and actually, I am going to jump on that real fast because I will say something about that. And back in 2012, UCLA, a very liberal college, they actually did a study that showed that Republican women were more feminine and better looking than Democratic women. So this isn't an unfair thing. This isn't something that we're saying to be jerks.
Right.
This is something that actually was proven in a study done by UCLA researchers. So
yeah, and not all, but most of the Democrat women that I know or deal with, most of them, not all of them, they're mad about something. They're always mad. And when somebody's always mad, they don't look very good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the Republican women seem to always, you know, have hope or something. I don't know what it is, but they're happy most of the time. Let's just put it that way. So,
when's the last time you seen a picture of Nancy Pelosi and she hasn't had rage face on? I mean, that's a perfect example right there.
Well, you know what? They've got their own dream team. I don't, maybe nightmare team. I don't know, but you know, I'm thinking I want somebody to send me a portrait. It could be a character portrait. I would love this. I want Pelosi. I want Wasserman Schultz. I want Sheila Jackson Lee. I want Maxine Waters. You see where I'm going with it? I mean, this picture would be something. If you looked at it before you went to bed, you wouldn't be able to sleep for a week. That kind of thing. But think about that group together on any panel, any board, any committee, anywhere. That got to make you sick right there.
Yeah, they even labeled it the Michelle Bachmann effect.
Oh God. All right, so let's get back to. I mean, let me bring the show back to reality. Okay, so anyway, I'm glad to see. So TrumpSingles.com is growing and still growing, right? According to what you said.
Oh yeah.
And so it's still open. And so what do people have to do to join this group or this?
You just show up to the site, just sign up. You're very limited to what you can do for a free site because we're continuing to update the site and make it better. So that costs money. So it does cost $19.99 a month to be a part of the site. But one of the cool features that we have is we have a credit system. So what you can do is if you're a paying member and you want to communicate with somebody who's not a paying member, what you can do is you can buy credits and gift them to the person. So that way they can use the credits to, they can spend the credits on messages. So that you're able to communicate with this person, even though they haven't paid for the site. So it's a way, and it's also a chivalrous way of kind of doing it. So they show that, hey, there's actual interest. It's like, this guy's already spent money on me. He doesn't even know who I am yet. And they're already, there's already a good connection there for that. So,
explain to people before they go, cause you know, a lot of people look at those sites and they go, I don't know if I'm safe with somebody on the site. Is there any kind of vetting or checking or any, you don't use Obama's vetting team, I hope, right? No,
not at all.
Okay.
No, we go through as people sign up, like no pictures are going to be displayed. No avatars are going to be displayed without us approving them first. And then also beyond that, users can flag other users if there's an issue. So, and then that way we can go in. We try to respect everyone's privacy. So we don't, unless something is flagged, unless there's an actual issue, we don't go in and look at people's information or their messages. But if there is an issue, we will go just to check, just to make sure that it's somebody that's actually doing something that's negative, like a spam or whatever, and then we'll immediately remove that account. So we definitely, that's the biggest part of our day, is to go through and just make sure that everyone on there is on the up and up and that people aren't being harassed on our site.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a lot of work to do. People don't realize. They think you guys just throw up those sites, walk away from them, and everything's cool. And they don't realize how much work it does take. Yeah, you know, to make sure, make sure everything's done right. So let's get back to now. You put the site together, and you guys are sitting around, and not just you, but you guys are sitting around talking, and it is a true. We've become a society where it's even if somebody on the left and wants to date somebody on the right, if they're even a smidgen to the one side or another of an issue, it's like all hell breaks loose. It's almost like we can't even get along anymore. If we're one issue off with each other, are you seeing a lot of that in the conversation on the site?
Not so much. Because like I said, we don't try to get in too much in people's personal business when they're communicating with each other unless there's an issue.
Right.
But you know, we have gone in where someone got flagged and basically the user just got upset that the other person didn't want to go on a date with them. So we were reading it through and everything was going fine until basically they said, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to be in a serious relationship right now. And so I just wanted to test the waters and everything. And that person got upset and flagged them because they felt like they were wasting their time. But, but other than that, like they seem to be getting along perfectly fine. So, the stuff that we have seen, hasn't been bad. There hasn't been anybody that's just like off a little bit left, with our users. So everything seems to be fine with them.
So talk to me about your liberal friends. I mean, this got to come up in conversation or you go out to do something and you're talking about this. So what do you do for a living? Well, I have a site called TrumpSingles.com. How does that conversation go with your liberals? Tell me how that sounds.
Depends. It depends on their tolerance level, basically. And, you know, because they're the party of tolerance, but still the tolerance isn't there always. And, And so sometimes I'll be like, oh, I run a dating website for Trump supporters. And some of them go, oh, well, I hate the dude, but that's awesome. That's a great idea. That's very smart of you to do. So some of them are very like supportive of it. And then others are like, oh, really? Okay. And then that just sort of ends right there. And then they even try to change the subject or they say, okay, well, I got to go and I don't hear from them again. So it's just, you know, it's just how it goes. And some people just stick around because they just want to see what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do next, because I've kind of become a little bit of a polarizing figure since I started this. So people stick around just to hear what I'm going to say. And so I'm sure we have some of the liberals, listening in right now.
I know, listen, dude, I get them all night long and I can't wait to quote what I say. Totally out of context. I get the biggest kick out of it. You get that thick skin after all. You start going, it doesn't really matter. I could say that I'm adopting 15 kids and giving them over to families who can't afford them, and I'd still be some nasty ogre who, adopted all the wrong kids for all the wrong reasons kind of thing. It's just nuts.
Right. And that's what we deal with.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, that's just what we deal with, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I want to come back to where we've come in society now. Since you've gotten into this and you're talking to people about it and what have you, it's almost like we don't date now for compatibility of some of our basic foundational beliefs. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. But now there's, 117,000 questions that you have to get right with each other to make sure you're exactly on the same page. From a political standpoint, from a religious standpoint, from a whatever standpoint, a color standpoint, how you approach ethnicities and what have you. I mean, you are a lightning rod, as you said earlier. I've seen some of the stuff on your Facebook page and other places. It doesn't take anything but you to sneeze the wrong way because you're the Trump singles guy now. Now you're the nastiest guy in the face of the planet, right? I mean, we're really in a bad way.
Oh yeah, just even the night that he won the election, like I said, I had some friends that were like, we don't like the guy, but I support you. And then half of those people, all of a sudden, as soon as I got announced that he won, all of a sudden I was getting F you for this, screw you for that. I can't believe that you helped him win. It's like they like put it on me that I actually had a part in helping him win the election.
Well, yes, because you're 35,000 people voted for him because of you. They didn't come to the site because of it. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. It's TrumpSingles.com, people. Head over to TrumpSingles.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Thank you. Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. A Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism. And not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate you being with me again. Always appreciate the messages you send, the emails you send. Keep them clean. Keep them happy. Because if you come at me, I don't have a problem with you guys coming at me. Just if you get stupid and you just spew party lines, I'm going to read your name. If you honestly come from it from the heart, I'm willing to have a conversation with you, and I won't embarrass you on the air, I promise you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. My guest, David Goss, is with me, and he's the founder of a website called TrumpSingles.com. Hopefully you've checked it out by now, TrumpSingles.com. Dot com. David, again, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me on.
So I have fun with this stuff because, you know, people have preconceived notions of what we are. Because any right-wing conservative, and I don't know if you know about my book, my new book is called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay, all those things we've been told to hate over the last 8 years, and I lay it out in there so you can see, you have no reason to fear me. You have no reason to hate me. I'm probably more on your side than you think in most cases. And again, people have preconceived notions. So I've seen pictures of you, and I say to myself, you know what? Most people would see you walking down the street and wouldn't perceive you maybe as a conservative, if you would, because they have a preconceived notion of what it is. What makes you a conservative? Right. Why did you become a conservative?
Well, growing up, I had a Democratic mother and a Republican father, and neither of them pushed their ideals on me. What they did was if there was an issue going on, they would talk to me about the issue, but they wouldn't put a bias on it. They would just give me the facts on it and let me decide kind of which way how I felt about it. And you know, they loved me, so they supported me no matter what. And they just wanted me to be the best person that I could be. And they wanted me to be able to make my own decisions. And so that's kind of how it came about, was that I was able to, most of the time I was on the conservative side of things. So that's just what kind of led me to do that. And then as I got more and more into politics and kind of understanding it and seeing how it worked, you know, I continued to stay on that route as a conservative, because that's what I identified with the most. That's what I agreed with the most. As far as my look, yeah. You know, when people see me, they don't know that I'm a Republican, then they're kind of taken aback, like, well, what are you? Because, you know, they see a shaved head and goatee. And so they're like, well, you could be going either way on this one. And then I said, well, I'm a Republican. And they go, oh, you must be one of those hillbilly Republicans.
Oh!
I'm just like, all right.
That's right.
Thanks for judging me without knowing me. That's super awesome of you.
That's right. My mama and my sister still out in the fields. I'll get back before it gets dark because, you know, I got to take care of them. Right?
And then they find out I was born and raised in Santa Clarita, and they're like, oh, okay. We don't really have hillbillies around here.
Listen, I love that. You know, I'm from Boston. I grew up in the city. I grew up in the city of Boston. And I love it when people say to me, oh, you know, you're a Massachusetts Democrat. I'm not in your life. No, I'm not a Massachusetts Democrat, you know?
Because you're from somewhere doesn't mean that's who you are. You know, everybody's different from where they come from. That's why you can't really peg everybody as the same just because they're part of any type of certain thing. Even though the first thing the left wants to do is say, oh, you're a Trump supporter, you must be all these negative things. You know, they want to make a monolith out of us. But then when we say, oh, well, we're a little wary of Muslims just because some of them are terrorists, like, oh, well, you can't judge them all the same. And you're like, well, we're not trying to, but you're doing the same thing to us.
Dude,
so it's like that's the hypocritical state of the left.
I have a joke with these people all the time. You know, they say you can't do that. They say that's not how you should talk to people, and that's not how you should classify people. They go, really? I'm Italian. Do you know how many times people say to me, so, hey, was your family in the mafia? Like really? Seriously.
Right.
That's okay, though, right?
No.
It's just as insulting.
For them, it is. Yeah. It's terrible. It's not the way that it should be.
All right, so.
But unfortunately, it is.
Obviously, I don't think you just took advantage of the Trump name. I think that maybe you got behind him or had some support for him. Let me ask you a couple of questions here about Mr. Trump. Is he, as he's taken his office and he's cranking forward here, is he moving too fast? Would you like to see him move faster? Is he living up to his promises? I mean, give me an idea of his first, 28 days or so.
I think he's living up to his promises so far. The one promise that I think he could be moving a little bit quicker on is getting rid of the leftovers. Because I think that those are a lot of the problem that's going on, especially with everything that happened with the leaked conversation of Flynn and everything like that. It's the leftovers that are still there, and they're the ones that are wreaking the havoc for him the most. So that's the one thing that I would like to see move faster on is get the leftovers out of there, get his people in, get it so that we can have a supportive government that can move forward without all this back and forth and stalling.
Yeah, it was funny because Kim Jong-un in, whatever his name is, the one that's taking over now, after his dad died and he went in there. I don't know if you know this, but he had a couple of his uncles off. He moved a lot of people out that were, think about this, that were loyalists to his father, right? Mm-hmm. He moved a bunch of them on And I'm not suggesting that Trump did, keep your emails to yourself. I'm not suggesting that Trump should off some of the generals over there, but But you know, you've got a clean house. You've got to bring your own people, and you've got to be able to understand that these people are loyal to you and not disloyal to the country. Because you can be loyal to the commander in chief and still be loyal to the country. You know, it's amazing to me. Again, the hypocrisy of the left going on right now, and you see it. I watch what happens to you on Facebook too. You see it going on. It's a double standard. Can you imagine if this was if these leaks came when Obama was in the White House, what they would be doing to us?
It'd be terrible. And all of a sudden it would be that the people that were going after the people that leaked it, we're going after all the Republicans that are still there. We're going to go after them. But now they say, oh, we need to investigate Trump. That's what we need to do. We need to investigate Trump. And I think that a big part of, and now they're saying, oh, the GOP Congress wants to investigate. Yeah, because they want to find out who leaked it so they can get him out of there. They're not trying to get Trump out of there. They're trying to get the leaks out of there. But the left is trying to spin it that, oh, they're going to do this to try to bring proceedings, impeachment proceedings or whatever against Trump. I've seen that on a couple of more liberal pages. So it's just kind of ridiculous how they go one way or without thinking of the other.
David, this is how stupid these people are. Okay, I'm not a well-educated man. I know the basics. And here's what I know. Okay, you want Trump out? He resigns on Friday. Guess who steps in? Mike Pence. Much more conservative, more religious, everything they hate. So they're going to find pictures of him, you know, sleeping with farm animals or something. Okay, so they get him moved along, right? Who's the next one in line, right?
Paul Ryan.
Yeah, keep going, people. Okay, and you get down to the point where their people are nowhere in this because then it starts going to cabinet choices. I don't know if they know that, but all the secretaries that he's appointing, that's whose lap it drops into next. How dumb can you be? This is truly, you know the term of cutting off your nose to spite your face? This is truly what these people are doing. Not very smart, are they?
No, and I mean, God forbid for the left that General Mattis gets in at the president level. It's going to be they would be losing their minds. They're not just going to impeach all the way down. So you know, it's just deal with what you got, deal with what you got, and kind of man up and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. That's what I did when Obama was elected. I said, okay, Obama's elected. Let's see what we can do to work along with this guy. But instead, they're not taking that high ground. They're taking the low ground. And it's a very unfortunate.
Yeah, my joke with all that was I was so mad when Obama got elected the second time. I was so teed off that I went to work the next day because I still had bills to pay. It didn't matter who was president. I still had bills to pay, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I always got a kick out of that. But then again, now they're screaming about impeachment. I love that, too, because here's the deal. Does anybody know what it takes to do an impeachment once you get past this whole two-thirds of the Senate, two-thirds of the Congress, and you're going, can you guys count? I mean, do you need more fingers and toes? Can you count? You don't have it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. And it's just them trying to talk. They're just going all from the Zelensky playbook and of discourse. And it's just, it's terrible to see it happen. It's just, you know, like we should be doing things to be bettering our country, not making it worse. I mean, just because you don't like the pilot that's on your plane, you're not going to take him out and crash the plane with everybody in it. So it's like, it's just not, it doesn't make any sense at all.
And I thought you might if you're a liberal, you know, get him off of here. I don't care what's going on. So, all right, we only have about a minute left. Tell people where about your site and why they should go there and what they'll find there.
It's TrumpSingles.com. It's a great dating website for Trump supporters, for anybody that's conservative. That's a lot of people that share the same views and same values. You're not going to waste your time going on dates just to find somebody who's going to get up and walk away from you in the middle of the date just because you have your own certain views. And it's just a great place to go find a good, healthy relationship. And then also at the end of April, we're going to be doing an event up at the Agua Dulce Winery. So be on the lookout on Facebook for the event for that.
Yeah, so if you're up in the Los Angeles area or northern Los Angeles County area, the winery's a great place to go. You might as well go there, too, and check out the other people on the Trump website. Anyway, David, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Do appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you. Don't go far, really. Got a lot coming up.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?